Our text today comes from Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 13 through 16. Hear what the Spirit is saying. You are the salt of the earth, but what good is salt if it has lost its flavor? Can you make it salty again? It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. This is the word of God for the people of God. Pray with me, friends. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And break down this word so that everyone by the sound of my voice knows they heard a direct message from you. It is in Jesus' name. Amen. So it is good to be back. I wasn't here physically. I got COVID 2 days before I was supposed to preach for you. Earlier this year, I think it was like January 1st, and so we had to pivot to virtual, and so I'm glad that I'm here in person. This is my second day in Bowie. I was doing a workshop not too far from here, and got stuck in the parade yesterday, and so I was like late, and so I left very early, because I didn't know what was happening in Bowie today, and I was just like, I don't want to get into another parade, so I am grateful to be here. And I don't know what the Spirit is saying to me, but I just want to make one correction. I am not a reverend. And first, I don't know why y'all want me to be a reverend, but the Holy Spirit did not tell Shawnee to go to seminary. So right now, we're just going to call myself Ruling Elder Shawnee McElwain. I just want to get that out the way. So then you'll have grace for me when we get through this text. This is a familiar text to many of us. Jesus is preaching his infamous Sermon on the Mount for 3 chapters. He's talking about our attitude, the law, marriage, and divorce. He's teaching a lot of things. And when we get to verse 13, he switches up the scene real quick, and he begins to set up for us just what we should be in the world. And while the world looks pretty vast and large and wide, why don't we just try to figure out what it means to be salt and light in our homes, on our jobs, and in our community? So my sermon topic today is pass the salt. So first, I wanted to figure out, like, why would Jesus use salt to describe how we should be? Like that, I mean, he could have used anything. You are the metal of the earth. That doesn't really ring too much, but he could have used anything or compared us to anything. But why salt? The scientific word for salt, sodium chloride, has over 14,000 uses. Lucky for you this morning, I'm only going to focus on 3. But it may help us to understand what he was saying when he said, "You are the salt of the earth." So point 1 would be seasoning. Salt is good for seasoning. Now, I have to admit that I came from a family of hardcore cooks. They threw down in the kitchen on both sides of the family. But one summer, I spent the last 2 weeks at my grandfather's sister's house. So this is my great aunt and 2 of my other cousins. And we ended our stay on a 3-day road trip. I was excited to spend the last 2 weeks of the summer with Aunt Minnie because I thought she could cook. I thought it was going to be just like my grandmother's cooking. To my surprise, Aunt Minnie can't cook. And Aunt Minnie didn't use salt in anything. And for the last 2 weeks of the summer of 1985, friends, it was, I probably lost all the weight that I wish I could lose now, but I mean, we struggled, my cousins and I. Every meal was prepared with love, but with no taste. and salt in its seasoning. What I didn't know at the time is that Aunt Minnie had just been diagnosed with high blood pressure. And in this haste of trying to get healthy, and in this just, she just went immediate to like no salt instead of like maybe balancing out her salt intake. It just went straight to bland food. But salt is a seasoning. And when used in moderation, it brings the flavor out of something. So what would that mean to us as spiritual beings, right? Well, church, it means that you have something inside of you that needed to be brought out to someone else. Look at your own journey of faith. There were people in your life that brought something out of you, a gift, the ability to speak, the ability to teach, the ability to play music, to sing songs. It helped you tap into your gifts that worked for you. What do you have to bring out for someone else? What is something in you that needs to come out so someone else can see their gift and their potential through Christ? Seasoning adds, salt as a seasoning adds flavor to someone's life. And so think of it as you're adding flavor to someone's life. Maybe it's someone on your job, maybe it's someone in your family, but you are adding something good to the situation. Matthew 5:13 tells us that we are valuable in our role as disciples of Christ. God uses us to impact the world around us. Whether we are slowing down the moral decay or enhancing the spiritual flavor of the world, God has created us to have a positive impact. And as followers of Christ, we are called to be different and to live a righteous life. My second point to why we would be considered salt is a preservative. That's one of the characteristics of salt. Before refrigeration, salt was used to keep food from decaying. Water would get into meat or vegetables, and the water and other elements would cause the food to spoil. But when you add just a little bit of salt to the water, it extracts all of the decay and all of the things that would make the food spoil so quickly. So metaphorically speaking, it is really our job as disciples to extract the decay of the world, the sin of the world, all of the things that block us from being close to God. In the view of these verses, what sort of things can hinder or prevent the Christian from fulfilling the role as salt and light in the world? The passage clearly states that the difference between the Christian and the world must be preserved. And so therefore, any choice on our part that blurs that, we're going in the wrong direction. And so it is important that we take hold onto our faith, onto the word of God, so that we can preserve what is right and what is just. Mark 9:50 suggests that saltiness can be lost through a lack of peace with one another. This follows the commandment to have salt in yourselves and be at peace with each other. And also in Luke 14:34-35, we find a reference of a metaphor of salt being used again, this time in the context of being obedient disciples to Jesus Christ. The loss of saltiness occurs in the failure of the Christian to daily take up the cross and follow Christ wholeheartedly. So friends, this might be a time where the Holy Spirit might be speaking to you because there is something that you need to do. There is something that God has said, I need you to start this ministry. I need you to call this person. I need you to be the salt in this room, in this meeting. My third point and final point is that salt is a catalyst. When we add salt to something, it changes it. You can add salt to water And the interesting thing about it is that the salt doesn't change what it's being added to. The thing that it's being added to changes. So if you add salt to ice, if you add salt to anything, so if you are in a room and the situation or the atmosphere doesn't change by your presence, you may need to ask yourself, what do you need to do to make this situation better? Salt, friends, it seems then that the role of the Christian as salt and light in the world may be hindered or prevented through any choice to compromise or to settle or to be more convenient or more comfortable, but really we should be trying to please the Lord our God. Moreover, the status of salt and light is something that follows naturally. It is part of our humble obedience to the commandments of Christ. It is when we depart from the Spirit-led lifestyle that we are not able to pass the salt. We have to pass the salt among each other and then go outside of these four walls of the church and then go be church. Be the salt and light of the world. Be the salt and light of Bowie. Be the salt and light in your own homes. The only thing that we can do in order to remain salty and light is to remember that when we trust God and we stay obedient to the word of God, the only thing that can create that, the only thing that can come of that is good things. We have to be reminded that being salt and light is a daily lifestyle change. It is just what we are supposed to do. One of the things that I love, one of my weaknesses, is potato chips. And I don't like the no salt potato chips, right? Think about what it says in Psalms where it says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, right? And so when you have a salty, a disposition of saltiness, you will speak and people will want more. They will want more. They will want to taste and see. What is this God that this person is speaking about today? What is this God that Russ is talking about? What is this God that Kathy is talking about? I'm sorry, I don't know everybody's names. What is this God? But put your name in that. What is this God that I hear from other people? Think about how you even got here. It had to be maybe through an invitation. Someone invited you in. Someone asked you to come to your church. But there was something about their spirit that drew you close. And now you are here in community. Go be the salt and then pass it. Amen.